right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with Fathom, Volume 5. This is all new Michael Turner's Fathom. This is kind of getting a little more recent, so I'm not really sure how much we're going to read of these. Because we start getting into new stuff, I think Aspen Comics might have an issue. Because if we're reading comics that they're currently selling, I don't know. Again, if Aspen contacts me, anybody from Aspen says, hey, Grim, we don't want you reading this more new stuff. But if you want to, you can read some of the older stuff. We don't care. Just don't, you know, mess up with our current sales or more current, you know, stuff like that. Because they're a small company as it is. And, you know, we don't want to deprive them of sales. This is, again, just to have fun, read comics, and enjoy the stories. And promote the comics. Remember, if you like this stuff, buy it. It's there. It's available. They run bundles all the time. You've got Humble Bundles sometimes. You've got Fanatical Bundles sometimes. There's a lot of different little bundles where you can get this kind of stuff. So, Indie Gala, I believe, they do that as well. So there's a lot of places where you can get these. Or you can just go right to their website, right to Aspen, and buy the comics, or maybe even read them on your favorite app. So there you go, guys. Let's get started. Volume 5, Cold Destiny. There are two worlds, the one we know and the one below. We know all of this, but what we don't know, after a long and deadly path of startling revelations about her true origin and the shocking arrival of the blue above the surface, Aspen has finally declared her own independence from the pressures of both sides. Yet the world around her continues to struggle to adapt to a new way of life alongside those who dwell below. Okay, this is, of course, David Wohl. Completely different writer. Let's see how good he is. Curious. Chapter 1, Fathom Awakenings. Okay, teeming with rare sea life and home to a breathtakingly gorgeous reef, the Great Blue Hole in Belize is one of the most popular diving destinations in the world. For Francis and Stacy Coletti, it was the perfect spot for the second honeymoon. The pair had met 10 years ago on a snorkeling tour of the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, and celebrated their first honeymoon beneath the crystal blue waters of Fiji. You could say diving was in their blood. For them, this was freedom. Freedom from the distractions of the world above. Freedom from the chaos of everyday life. Freedom from rumble. They didn't hear it so much as feel it. Earthquake, a big one by the looks of it. For a moment, they were petrified, but fear gave way to awe as Francis realized they could be in the midst of a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence. Stacy wasn't so sure. However, curiosity won out, and as she neared the ocean floor, Francis knew he was witnessing something special, something rarely, if ever, seen by human eyes. One day, he would tell his grandchildren about this moment. Kshk! Suddenly, from beneath the surface, it rose. Kshk! And rose, as beautiful as it was inexplicable. A massive sheer wall of solid ice in the midst of this tropical paradise, a new natural wonder. But between the rapidly dropping temperature and the rising clouds of debris, Stacy knew it was time for them to go. Things suddenly felt very wrong. This time her husband didn't disagree, he felt it too. But as he climbed, it seemed like the cloud was following him, as if it was alive. According to local news reports, Francis and Stacy Coletti embarked on a morning dive on the day of a most unusual natural phenomenon. Neither diver returned that day, believed to be lost at sea. Elsewhere, this is Gabe Sorrow coming to you live from the Sea of Cortez, 200 miles from Mazatlan, Mexico, where disaster has struck. What you see before you is the Varenus. It's a Varenus deep sea oil platform built by Raymond Doyle. Yes, For over 7 years, the platform has dumped over 600 million gallons of oil from deep shale sea. Damn it. Can I read today? For over 7 years, this platform has pumped over 600 million gallons of oil from deep sea shale deposits without incident using a state-of-the-art fiber optic drilling system. Early this morning, alarm bells rang throughout the rig, signaling some kind of mechanical difficulty more than 100 miles beneath the sea. Shortly thereafter, hundreds of thousands of gallons of crude oil began erupting through the ocean floor into the Sea of Cortez. What you see now is live footage from the site of the leak, more than 1,200 feet down. Executives at Raymond Oil are saying it could take up to 10 days for crews to make it to the site due to the depth of the acid. Are you guys seeing this? My God, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it seems that something, I mean a woman, I think, has arrived at the site. She seems to be manipulating the water somehow to stop the flow. I'm told the woman is noted marine biologist Aspen Matthews, who was contacted by the Coast Guard. Is she, human? Oh, I'm told that she's in fact one of the Blue. Believed by some to be the missing link, the Blue are a species of water-breathing humans that have thrived within the Earth's oceans for thousands of years. Well, I don't care what she is. We all owe her a debt of thanks. Okay, at least the leak is taken care of. Now it's just a matter of all the oil that got out in the past few hours. More than enough to wreak havoc with the ecosystem here. By the time the Coast Guard gets their cleanup going fully, the damage will already be immeasurable. That is not acceptable. Not acceptable at all. The problem is the current flowing in several directions at different depths, taking the oil further away from the source. By isolating it and consolidating it, the cleanup would be immensely easier. Easier for someone who happens to have the ability to control the very molecules in the water, I mean. There we go. One nice, tidy package. Now to have a little talk with those responsible for all of this. Wow, it's a big ball of oil. Moments later. So yes, I think we can all agree now that Raymond Oil's commitment to safety and the sanctity of marine life, rather, helped avert disaster today. But isn't it true that this incident was due to your failure to invest in any early leak detection equipment? That's a terrible rumor, Megan. Why can't we all just take a moment to celebrate the... What are you? Who's in charge here? Whoosh! I know, maybe a little over the top, but what can I say? I like to make an entrance. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a rare treat. Aspen Matthews herself. You position yourself as sort of an emissary on the Blue... of the Blue on the surface. How do your people feel about environmental disasters such as this? I don't speak for the Blue, and I consider everyone my people. Thankfully, for all concerned, the crisis was averted. But I'm sure that Raymond Oil sees the need for safeguards to prevent something like this from happening again. Well, we'll certainly take under advisement all manner of... Yes, of course, we will do anything we can to help the environment. Good answer. San Diego. Home. I remember the first time I set foot in this place. I wanted to live near the beach because I loved the ocean, swimming, surfing, anything. Even when I wasn't in it, I was studying it, dreaming about it. Hello? Never wanted to be anywhere else. I believed it was in my blood. I didn't know how right I was. Wonder where my roommate is. Knock, knock. Oh, she's got eyes of the blue skies. If they thought of Ray Yeon... I need to look into those eyes and see. Oh, okay. All right. I know what that is. Oh, Ray. Yeah. That sweet child of mine. The overplayed. I still like that riff, though. That opening riff is iconic. I know it's overplayed, but it's true. She's saying, Ray Yeon. I have to admit, it's still weird to see her here. By the way, my favorite Guns N' Roses song is You Could Be Mine, and it was used in probably one of the best action movies to ever come out in the history of mankind, Terminator 2. Oh, hey, Aspen. Sorry about that. I was just getting ready. No problem, Judith. I was enjoying the show. I met Judith Bionsky a few months ago when she was a graduate student working for my old friend, Dr. Colin Warith. She accompanied us on an eventful trip to the Middle East and got caught up in some serious trouble. When she got home, she decided she wasn't ready to resume her studies, so I offered her a job. Tick, tick. Any messages while I was out? Well, that guy from the government, Sherwood, called again, asking if you wanted to be on the board of the new HBR branch they're opening in Los Angeles. UCSD wants you as an instructor. Boring. The ambassador to Belize called about some kind of ice thingy. Oh, and that Russian guy called again. He said he really needs to see you before he goes back. Made the trip just for you. Apparently he's involved in something he thinks you'll be very interested in. His words. Fine, I'll meet him. Where? Soon, Lajol assures. Miss Matthews, I'm very pleased you could make it. Nice to meet you, Mr. Luzhin. I admit you've piqued my interest. I must admit I envy your beautiful beaches. Ours aren't quite as picturesque. Yes, it does have its charm. To beauty. Sure. So, what did you want to show me so badly that you came all the way to La Jolla to meet me? Oh, yes, I'd heard you were all business. Very well. Please allow me to present a $150 billion state-of-the-art oceanographic facility that will rival your DMD, Deep Marine Discovery. This is Volna! Miss Matthews, I don't need to tell you how much we can discover by analyzing and exploiting the genetics of the Nerostayashite Sveno. What you call the blue. All we need is a proper facilitator. You. I appreciate the offer, but I'm not ready to be used again. I see. I must say you didn't seem to mind when it was the American government or even the Japanese who were the ones doing the using. Actually, I did mind. Take care, Mr. Luzhin, and good luck with your exploitation. Let's go, Judith. I'm glad that was quick. There's something you need to see. It's about that thing in Belize. A day later, it just popped up out of nowhere. Damn this thing. Whoop, 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 whoop. Gotta be 100 feet high and a half mile around. One of the strangest natural phenomena I've ever seen. What do you mean I don't see anything? Oh! Well, he's half right anyway. It is strange, but in no way is that natural. Okay, this is good. What do you mean? I don't think you should... I'll see you back at the base. Wait! Spoosh! Last time I was here, the water was nearly body temperature. Now it's at least 30 degrees cooler. Guess a giant wall of ice will do that. And kill the sea life, too. Could it be natural? No. Something or someone did this. I spent a fair amount of time among the blue, so I can recognize one of their settlements when I see one. What could they be doing here? And why? Something tells me I'm about to find out. No, not them. This is worse than I imagined. Much worse. Chapter 2. Fathom, Sins of the Mother. 575 miles south of the North Pole is a city that cannot be found on a human map. It lies several thousand feet below the glacier-capped surface of the Arctic Ocean, and is populated by an undersea living culture, known as the Blue. But even most Blue are unaware of this city and its reclusive, enigmatic ruler. Click! And that is precisely the way she likes it. Free from the prying eyes of others, she is able to embark on her most ambitious undertaking. Vrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr again. House within this chamber is an object of inexorable power, a living weapon endowed with superior genetics, perfection, and infused with barrage after barrage of mutagens to enhance its strength, its resilience, its pure power. It's almost hard to believe that mere weeks ago this weapon belonged to another, a woman called Anya. It was an infant then, weak and helpless. Now it has a new home, a new destiny. Mother? Mother? There you are, my darling. Let me look at you. You are beautiful, my daughter. Soon, the world will be yours. Blue Hole believes. I gotta say, there's something familiar about these guys. And it's not just the fact that they're trying to kill me. It's their look, their armor. But first things first, gotta try to stay alive. They're not just trying to scare me with those ice spears. They can't touch me if my body is pure water. Who are these guys? And why are they building giant walls of ice in the Atlantic Ocean? Well, I've seen what they can do. Now it's my turn. Varoosh! Whooshk! That wasn't so hard. Krull! Kushk! No way! Clearly I underestimated these guys. In more ways than one. Thakwoosh! Kushk! Kushkul! Those things they fired weren't just spears. They were like icy depth charges. Damn it, can't focus. Need to just concentrate. Thwoosh! Thwoosh! Yes! Whoosh! Got their attention now. Whoosh! But he's not attacking anymore. He's building a wall to protect the rest as they make their escape. Thwoosh! Well, not on my watch. Thwoosh! Now where are we? Gone. No way could they get away that quickly unless they had assistance. This is bigger than I feared. The next day, those men, that armor, I remember all too clearly now. It was a long time ago when I had barely any idea of who I was or where I came from. They attacked me, kidnapped me, tortured me, and committed terrible acts against those I cared for deeply. And if they've returned, they are those who need to know. Excuse me. Let's try that one again. And if I've returned, there are those who need to know. See Fathom Definitive Edition for more. Whether I like it or not, there is only one place I can go to deliver this news. Muria. The first time I came here, I thought it was the most beautiful and unbelievable sight in the world. Still do, truth be told. The capital city of the Blue. A shining, seemingly sci-fi metropolis smiles beneath the surface. Like something out of a fantasy writer's mind, but real. And I'm one of them, whether I like to admit it or not. Halt! Only official personnel can proceed beyond this point. I need to speak to Siphon or someone else from the Elite Council. It's a matter of utmost importance. Please just let me... Absolutely not. Our orders are very clear. Only count... Look, I understand you're just doing your jobs, but you need to let me in. Siphon needs to know. If you don't step back right now, the only place you're going is the I'd advise you to listen to the woman. She has quite a temper, haven't you noticed? Isn't that right, Aspen? Killian! Grand Canyon, Arizona, West Rim. His name is Chance Calloway. At one time, he was one of the hottest test pilots in the U.S. Navy. Suffice it to say that there aren't very few day jobs that can live up to that for an adrenaline junkie like Chance. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing Chance Encounters Grand Canyon Tours. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Oh, and if you haven't put your seatbelts on yet, now would be a good time. Woohoo! Yes! Still, he makes do. You guys are in for a special treat today. The winds are just right for a little detour, I say, for my most special clients. One word of advice, though. Hold on to any personal belongings and maybe your lunch. Here we go! Now, if you can manage to keep your eyes open, you'll get a once-in-a-lifetime view of Lake Mead. Oh, man. Okay, hang on, everyone. Things are about to get a little rough. Chapter 3. Fathom. Well, we know that. Stranger in a strange land. A land of ice and snow. 1,600 nautical miles northeast of the blue capital city of Muria lies the village of Andoria. Founded only recently with a population in the hundreds, Andoria is one of several new blue cities recently built beneath the Earth's oceans. Populated by those who believe that too many of the blue have grown too familiar with their surface-dwelling cousins. Sacrificing the comforts of the larger cities, these people would prefer to live a more simple life, free from contact with those above. But this day they will learn an unfortunate truth, that even among their own kind there are those who can cause them harm, great harm. And sometimes, even when you think you've gone out of your way to successfully avoid danger, it has a way of finding you. Muria, I see you've done well for yourself, Killian. I know, duty calls. To be honest, Aspen, I wasn't quite sure if I wanted command of the elite guard, but Siphon insisted. I must admit it's strange to see Killian like this, so calm and reserved, but his eyes, they smolder. How are you really doing, Killian and Anya? You two have been through so much with Annika. My child is dead, Aspen. Nothing can change that. My concern now is for Muria and my people. I must keep them safe. Now, if you'll come this way, Siphon is expecting you. It's going to take some time getting used to as well, Killian taking orders from Siphon. Siphon has been the leader of the council for some time now. From what I hear, he's a good one. Or rather, he's been a good one. But Killian, well, he tends to march to the beat of his own drum. He's never been too fond of taking orders, especially from those who are sympathetic to humans, like Siphon and me. Is the expansion proceeding as planned, Ulcer? Yes, of course, sir, but some of the council believe. We can discuss it at the next meeting of the hall. You may go. As you wish, sir. Siphon, we have a visitor. Aspen, now this is a pleasant surprise. What brings you here? Have you taken us up on our offer to remain with the Blue? Not quite. She brings news. I wish I could come under more social circumstances. You see, something has happened in Belize. There was some kind of wall of ice, thousands of feet high and even wider across. I encountered the men responsible, and, well, they looked like Vanya's soldiers. Vanya? But what would her men be doing all the way down out in the tropics? That's probably just a simple misunderstanding. Perhaps we could send a party to investigate. Her family and I are close. I'm sure we could discuss this civilly. Okay, message delivered. Time to get back to San Diego and my life. Well, looks like you have this under control, so I'm just gonna... Siphon, Commander Killian. Sirs, I've come with an urgent message. What is it? Andoria, sir, it's been destroyed! Grand Canyon, Arizona. For Chance Calloway, the threat of danger is nothing new. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Former test pilot for the Navy, Chance has flown aircraft at some of the fastest times ever recorded. He's been on missions in hazardous environments and bombarded by enemy fire. Have you noticed that all the characters have gotten older? Yeah, they've gotten a lot older since our adventure. Aspen's gotten older, Killian's gotten older, Siphon's gotten older, and Chance has gotten older. They're all getting older. That's interesting. We're seeing character age progression. He's been on missions in hazardous environments and bombarded by enemy fire, but he's never seen anything like this. Everybody, hold on. I gotta cut the engine. What, Chance? What are you doing? Chick, saving our lives, I hope. Vuuuush. Wait. Now, turn it back on. Do it. I'm trying. Click, click, click. What's plan B? Click, 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 click. Come on, baby. I know you can do this. Please, baby doll. Chick, you can do it. Chick. Chance, I don't think that just talking nicely to it is gonna... Vuuuush. Woohoo! Never a doubt. A short time later, that runway never looked so good. Amen. Thank God. When can we do that again? Terra firma. That was some great flying back there. Couldn't have done it without you. Sure, but seriously, what was that thing? No idea, darling. But I have a feeling I know someone who does. Beneath the Arctic Ocean. Eric, come. You must see this. What is it, Your Grace? It's called a Mama Jerry, I think. Mother had it made for me. They're creatures that live on top of the land. Can you believe it? What is that? This one's called a giraffe. Mother says that when we return to the surface, I can have as many as I want, as pets. Would you like to touch it? May I, Your Grace? Here. Thank you. Its neck is so long, and its legs. It could see for miles. Roar, watch out. The lion can eat you. Ha ha, I can get away. I just need to hide in the jet. Crack! I'm sorry, Your Grace. I didn't mean... You... Look what you did! It's ruined. My whole set is ruined. Yeah! Whoosh! No! Swoosh! Okay, this really wasn't what I had in mind when I decided to pay them a visit. I was going to tell them what I knew, limited as it was, and be on my way. But I'm the only witness to what happened in Belize, and if the same thing has happened again, I want to see it for myself. I was hoping it would give me a chance to find out a little more about what's up between Killian and Anya, too. From what little I could get from Siphon, they haven't spoken at all since their loss. I know that would be devastating to anyone, but Killian's never been one to hide his emotions. He can't just keep them bottled up inside. We're here. Oh my God. This was a thriving city with people just going about their business, heedless of what was coming. And now, just devastation. Nobody deserves this fate. Aspen, you said you found the ones who did this in Belize? Yes, they had built some kind of makeshift settlement at the base of the ice. If they're still here, that's where they'll be. General, sir, we're under attack! Woom! Take evasive maneuvers and prepare for counterattack. Set up a perimeter around the ship. Killian soldiers are well trained. They know no fear. The attack is coming from the darkness below. Killian has had no intention of letting them maintain that advantage. A simple spear of water, but somehow he can charge the electrical ions within it. Watching him work shows me there's still so much I still don't understand about my own abilities. Our opponents, on the other hand, know they're busted. Whoosh! Wow, sometimes it scares me to think how much power he can wield so effortlessly. Moments later, Aspen was right. Those were definitely Vana's soldiers. Perhaps they've gone rogue. We need to find out quickly. It's time to go, Aspen. Yeah, about that. You got this handled pretty well. I'm thinking I'll just head home. You'd probably be safer with us, at least, until we know what we're dealing with. She can go if she wishes, Siphon. Her home isn't with us. As you wish, Aspen. Thank heavens I've definitely had enough of this for one day. But these ice walls still trouble me, as does Killian. Something tells me I haven't seen the last of either of them. Not by a long shot. Chapter 4. Truth or Consequences. Wait up! On the southernmost tip of Spain lies the beautiful beach city of Tarifa. Sandwiched between the Atlantic Ocean on one side and the Mediterranean Sea on the other, Tarifa is a one-of-a-kind beach. Nearly equatorial, Tarifa is well-traveled by tourists and locals alike, hoping to bask in the warm waters there. Filled with an array of tropical wildlife, it's also a great place for scuba, snorkeling, and sometimes even whale watching. Oh my God, it's true, translated from Spanish. What do you mean? What's... Oh, madre de Dios! But usually, the whales are in the ocean. Ojola, California. Bathers in the beaches of Andalusia, Spain, retreated to a rare, and I must say, quite disturbing sight of dozens of beached blue whales. The most alarming part of the phenomenon is that it's becoming more and more common around the world as marine creatures continue to behave in unusual ways. While oceanographers and geologists remain baffled by the underlying cause, scientists are in a consensus that they believe the rapid decline in ocean temperatures worldwide is the reason. Click! Hello? According to scientists, oceanic temperatures around the world have been dropping an average of 2 degrees per month. And that number is growing exponentially higher as more of these mysterious so-called ice walls keep growing in the bodies of water across the world. What the hell? Those walls aren't so mysterious to me anymore. Vana has been sending her minions to put them up all over the place, but why? Dude, this weird shit is happening everywhere, just like that thing in Belize. Hey, can you check the messages from a few days ago? That human-blue relations thingy? I think it's time we had a talk. Yup. Right here. Alan Sherwood. You want me to call him and set a meeting? Tell him we're coming. Now. Muria. Killian has stated these soldiers were clearly the agents of Vana. The destruction of Andoria is an act of war and cannot go unavenged. Their actions are wreaking havoc with our way of life. I understand your concerns, but we've had no contact with Vana or her people for quite some time. Andoria may have been just a misunderstanding. Perhaps they're expanding their domain and aren't realizing the ill effects these walls of ice are having. I refuse to believe that Vana has any ill will toward us or any of the blue. After all, I trained with and fought alongside her sons, Verona and Taurus. We were like brothers. With your permission, sir, I'd like to take my men on an expedition. We will go to her, merely to offer our respects, learn her motivations, prove this is just a misunderstanding. Her settlement in the Arctic is so remote, and she's always been fond of developing new technologies. Perhaps it's merely an experiment that's gone a bit awry. You have my permission, Killian. Go to her compound on a diplomatic visit, a mission of peace. Of course. We depart immediately. Excuse me. Siphon, sir, do you have a moment? Of course, Anya. How are you doing? As well as can be expected under the circumstances. I take it my husband will be going on this expedition? Hopefully at some point you'll be able to ask him yourself. I'd like to think that, but I believe that time has passed. I know he believes Annika is no longer with us, as do you. But if you can keep your men looking just as much as you can, I'd appreciate it. We've never found her body, and I still just hope. Of course, Anya. We will all continue to search for your daughter. Thank you, Siphon. I appreciate it. Santa Monica, California. To be honest, I never thought I'd come to this place. It's obvious the humans barely trust the blue, and the feeling is justifiably mutual. Still, like it or not, we share this world, and if I can tell someone up here what's happening with Vana, perhaps we can have some kind of joint investigation. Clearly what she's doing is affecting all of us. I just wish this place wasn't so tacky. Your tax dollars at work. Maybe it's a ride. Welcome to the Human Blue Relations Headquarters. Can I help you? Yeah, I'm looking for Alan Sherwood. He's expecting me. I am Aspen Matthews. Is this really an official building? Seems more like an amusement park. Aspen, welcome. Please, let me show you around. Though this must already seem like home to you, am I right? Sure. My assistant Judith Bajansky will be accompanying me. Of course, right this way. As you're probably aware, the Human Blue Relations team was created so that we can learn about each other's cultures, you know, share ideas and such. Think of how much we can accomplish if the humans in blue could work together. To be honest, that's why I'm here. I'm wondering if there's anything we can do to help with what's happening now. I believe I know what's responsible for the cooling. Oh, that's more the DOD's area of expertise. We were thinking something more along the lines of a talk show where you tell us stories of what it's like to be among the blue. Some of our scientists have asked for your time as well. We'd love to see, you know, what makes you tick. Oh, wow, sounds great. Well, thanks, Mr. Sherwood. We'll be in touch. I don't think you understand, Miss Matthews. This is for your own good as well as ours. If you'll just follow me, I think you might want to listen to the lady. And you are? An old friend. Chance? Arctic Circle. As Killian and his team approach Vana's domain, he can't help but feel apprehension about his mission. Her sons, Brana and Taras, were among his oldest friends, and although he never spent much time with Vana, Killian knew that Taras' death had a major impact on her. Since his death, little has been heard from Vana. Just strange rumors about experiments, and perhaps she's become more eccentric with time. I am Killian of the Myria Blue. I was hoping to have an audience with Vana. Commander Killian, sir, it is an honor to meet you. Please enter. She has been expecting you. Walking through Vana's lush halls, it's difficult not to be impressed with all the care she clearly devotes to her surroundings. Vana's nickname of the Ice Queen is well-deserved. And yet the apprehension remains for Killian. This visit was unannounced. Yet she was expecting him. Remain vigilant. Something's not... Killian, how wonderful it is to see you again after all this time. Please allow me to welcome you to my crystal palace. You and your men are my personal guests and shall be accorded anything you wish for. Vana, I'm humbly at your service. Oh, Killian, don't be silly. There's no need for pretense. You're your family. Kania, dear, this man and I need to speak for a while. Yes, mother. That's a good girl. As Vana's daughter departs, Killian can't help but look at her. There's just something about her. Something so familiar. Congratulations, Vana. I had no idea you had a daughter, and so beautiful. Thank you. You were always a charming one. For a liar. Smack! My sons trusted you, called you brother, and you betrayed them. Taras's blood is on your hands. Look, Vana, I understand you're distraught, but there was nothing I... You put Taras in harm's way. If not for you, my boys would be alive today. Foosh! Varush! Yes, Brana said you were strong. Sadly, your soldiers don't share in your power. Not to worry. You'll join them soon enough. Foosh! Vushk! This has grown tiresome. Fushk! Ah, much better, don't you think? Chapter 5. Well, we'll end it right here, right? Alright, so at any rate, guys, things are getting really interesting. Like, really interesting now. it's definitely different than what I expected. Interesting how these villains are just coming out of nowhere. You start to run out of villains after a while. But, you know, we're on 5, and then there's 6, and I think the last one I have is 7, and then there's a brand new Fathom completely. So we'll think about reading that. Maybe. I don't know. Depends on Aspen. The comics, not the character. The comics, if they're like, okay, we don't care. Like, they'll let me know, again. They'll see it eventually. They'll be like, okay, this guy's doing Aspen. If they're cool with it, we'll continue. If they're not cool with it, we'll work on some other comics or another Aspen books that aren't quite so new. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Fathom in May. Stay tuned, we got the boys coming up next week.